all my lovely players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for May 20th, 2022. This week's nail polish is back to black. I was pretty much grasping at straws with the nail polish quiz this week, as you will undoubtedly have noticed. So, shout out to Femur, Lemur, Rozzy, Zupadupa, Apostolos, and Heterocetasticity for indulging me! This is the wrap-up of Season 51! We good! I believe this is going to be the very first comprehensive, complete wrap-up episode ever! So I'm very excited. Let's go! After winning his tiebreaker against Kazumaru, Mick entered the Season 51 championship match against Cider 01. He needed 4.5 wins to snatch his 18th title, but Cider locked him out of this when they won Game 3 after they'd already won the first game of the match. Mick went on to win 4-2, but Cider took the title. They're our league champion of Season 51! Congratulations! Shout out again to Shanahan and Lemonspawn, who promote from their respective B divisions to A. Xyrex pulled through in their last match in C1 and won the division by a comfortable 1.5 win gap. Gerida remained unchallenged in first position of C2, securing promotion to B next season. As we've already said last episode, Negative came through in C3, and Shad defended their spot at the top in C4. Congratulations, everyone, and best of luck in Season 52! So it's not like I haven't been doing this for 14 months now, but last episode I completely forgot that two people promote from D. In my defense, if any of the D divisions had wrapped up at that point, I would have seen the double promotion on the standing side, but they hadn't. So there was really no way I could have remembered. Anyways, shout out to Visionar and Triple Range Merge, who came in first and second in D1. Nizala and Rust2 promote from D2 with exactly the same number of wins. Jekyll and Chestic snatched first and second places in D3. And Swordfish Trombone won D4 and promotes to B alongside their division mate Ender1. Kubu won their division E1 by a landslide, only giving away a whole 3 games in the entire season. In a thrilling finale, 2 Duffmen pulled exactly enough for the division win in E2. They're promoting with 0.5 wins ahead of El Taco. Same scenario in E3, where Ed Detector amazingly won by half a win over Asuka Boy. Edek finishes his season with 75% wins. We already congratulated Azari last episode. Bitter Wormcoil won her final match against the division leader, securing promotion to D with 68% wins. Rootboy38 remained in first position of E6, and we already shouted out Off and Alibi1152 for E7 and E8 last episode. Congratulations, everyone! Well played! And good luck next season! As you know, I'll give you the rest of the promotions after the end of the regular episode. We have a full BCDE championship this season! I'm very happy about that. We've already crowned the BND champions. Congratulations to Sean and Swordfish Trombone. Well done indeed! Jerrydot and Shad will play for the C championship, and Kubu and Ed Detector will play for the E championship in a Polish derby. Good luck, all of you amazing players. Now, I only collected 3 results comments for this episode, but they're good ones. So we had results from C4 where Earl clean swept Gamesu, and Earl said 2 double traveler game. Oi. I like the oi. And then from Allies Mix, we had Jekyll tying U Exodus and Jekyll comments horse hop. And in the same vein, Timo K, who won 3-1 against the Man 0613, said bar. That's it. So we finished Season 51 with 70 significantly club members. And they are Geridot, Visionar, Kubu, Ed Detector, Askaboy, Azare, Bitter Worm Coil, Root Boy 38, Alibi 1152, Z Fade, Typa Europea, Seltrosa, Smelly 44, Ultimate Geek, Cat Don't Bark, Scoba 27, Sasha 206, Kek, Z Score, Kihebo, Bobo McBob, Youngster Joey, Charles Bukowski, Tortuga 1, Xenomorph, La Baguette, Rotek, Gubump, K2244, H Gilfix, Ghostfinder Rick, Roro, Hoyo, Nixon, Peacespring 97, Ginger Bowtie, Prez 987, Crunchwrap Supreme, Fippa 94, Deprimavin, Two Bird Brain for You, JPaz 0304, Gesusi 1, Two Shooter, Vesax, John Boy, Brightstar, Kellack 1, Keiki, TB Carson, C. Louis, Rock Thrower, Lord Barrett, Ranger 69, Xebit, N, Small Snake Bean, J Star, Sonnestrahl, L Boy 522, Cecilia Duan, Snuglet, In Stock Item, Sir Josh the Tall, Super Dave 3, November Man, AMCKISHN, Naka, Blam Blam Bunny, DW Bean 85, and Bula Kula 45. Well done, everyone. We had a slight decrease in club members compared to last season. We had 15 club members less. The last four seasons, it's been a steady up and down between 60 and 85, so it's nothing out of the ordinary. 22 of this year's members are in A to G tiers, so as usual, the vast majority of club members are in tiers H, I, and J, which is, of course, where the majority of league players reside. We had no entries from A nor B tier this season. Highest tier represented is C, with one entry. We had one entry from D tier, six from E tier, with a very strong E3 division. You'll remember Ed Detector won over Askaboy by just half a win, and they both placed in the 70+ win percentage. Our top three successful players of League Season 51 are Sonnestrahl of J7 in third place with 83%, In Stock Item of J10 with 87% in second place, and of course, in first place, Kubu of E1 with 90%. Very well done. So for big games, we had one match missing to finish out the Swiss stage, which was won by Chestic. Kubu and Askaboy advanced to the grand finale, Kubu with 75% wins. Asuka was just half a win over Snowbizzy. And thus, we had a bestie derby for the Big Games title, which Askaboy decided for himself. Congratulations! We left medium games before the semis. Tony Wild won against the Mano 613, and Kuni 86-86-86 won against TVUU, which means, of course, that Tony and Kuni will meet to determine the winner of Medium Games 11. Good luck to both of you. We entered the single elimination stage of small games, and we've already made quite the progress within the bracket. So, quarterfinals were played by Kruskin and Ginger Bowtie. Kruskin won their match and is now waiting for the winner of the other semi, which is going to be either Jorike or Rainbow Chalice. Good luck! The Size Champs Small Games edition has come to a conclusion since last we talked. Snowbizzy took the title of... I don't actually know what the title is, but Snowbizzy is this year's Size Champion for Small Games, is what I'm calling it. Congrats! And we're off to the Medium Games edition of Size Champs, where Kubu won their semi against Shanahan and Sierra Lundy won their semi against 6K3W7IV5TG28. So the finale will be Kubu v. C.R. Lundy. Good luck. The top five of German League are still the same players as last time. So RTT, Nesala, Lo, Snicker 97, and El Taco from top to bottom. What's new? Nizala has cracked the 2000 mark as well. Congratulations. Nizala is now in second place behind the captain. Lu climbed from 5th to 3rd, Snickers dropped from 2nd to 4th, and the Taco dropped from 3rd to 5th. For my personal weekend games, I played a very pleasant match against J-Nails for Allies Mix that when you hear the interview I conducted with him, you will hear how I coerced him into sharing VC with me during the match. It was a very nice interview, and I think I'll publish it at some point during the next 2 weeks or so. And then I played another very pleasant match against Salt Rosa for the Coven tourney, in which we played with Preview, so it was also a good opportunity, very low stress opportunity to learn about the new cards. And I totally unexpectedly won two games of the four, so we tied. Yeah, and I'm very happy about that. Also, we had a great conversation. It was awesome. So last time I completely forgot about the preview, which is fine because I'm sure you're not relying on this podcast for match announcements. But anyway, the calendar looks really sad. But here we go today. Probably right now when this episode drops, Jorike will play their small game semifinals against Rainbow Chalice. And then later tonight, Kubu and Ed Detector will play their Polish Derby for the e-championship finals. That's at 17 UTC. And at 2022 UTC, so German time 22:22, Yulu will play J-Nails for Allies Mix. And then tomorrow there's the medium games finals between Tony and Kuni at 10 UTC. I can actually watch that. That's so cool. Huh. And at 17 UTC, Jerrydot will play Shad for the C Championship match. Ooh, and at 18 UTC tomorrow, Terracubist will play Kubu for Allies Mix. That sounds like a great match to watch. And that's it! Okay, for the insect update, I visited the Godchild yesterday, and we sat and played in the yard for a bit, and there were some bugs, beetles, and I was creeped out. But once the little one understood that I didn't like beetles, he valiantly defended me by putting the beetles that I had already removed even farther away from where I had put them, which was very sweet. All right, strap in for SpecChat. It's gonna be something. So SpecChat is usually where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. Now this week, I'm also sharing thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week, but it's a little Dominion related because there is the Seaside Songs bracket now, and it was just a very short time to submit songs, and I'm very happy with my selection, but I come up with so many songs. Like this whole week, I remembered songs that I could also have submitted, and among those, I just wanted to share them with you. Among those, so songs I didn't submit or plainly forgot about, Farin Urlaub am Strand and Unterwasser. Ariel, so The Little Mermaid, Unter dem Meer, which is under the sea, I think. Then Pirates of the Caribbean, the theme, the and Die Ärzte, Westerland. And So a match was posted, and so someone submitted Pirate Jenny, which is, of course, from the Three Penny Opera. And that triggered a wonderful wave of nostalgia for me. But also, I have never listened to the translation before. So I had the 1958 recording of the Dreigroschenoper when I was growing up, and I listened to it a lot. I did not understand much. As it turns out, a lot of it is about sex. My favorite Three Penny Opera songs are Love Song, Polly's Farewell Song, and the Jealousy Duet. But Desire by Jenny is also, Pirate Jenny is also great and seared into my brain. And I have a lot of love for it. And I want to talk about a few things that I have noticed with the translation. So, first of all, like I said, it's quite strange to listen to the translation just because I'm so used to Lotte Lenya's version. She has a strong accent. So, in my brain, like the correct version, quote unquote, is the Und ein Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen. Da 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 da. So it's the sharp S for the Segel and the 50. But that's just how it is in my brain now. That's the correct thing. That's how it's supposed to be done. So the German chorus is a ship with 8 sails and 50 cannons is doing XYZ, while in the English version, it's the ship, a black freighter, doing XYZ. Anyway, so the last verse is interesting to me. Jenny works in a small hotel and she daydreams about killing everyone. So she conjures up this image of a ship with 8 sails and 50 cannons that draws up to the harbor of her city and basically shoots everything up except for the hotel in which she works. Oh, okay. Actually, there's one thing in the third verse that also caught my attention. So in the translation, she sings, "Then you see me stepping out into the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair." Well, in the original, she sings, Und man wird mich sehen treten aus der Tür gen Morgen. Und man sagt, die hat darin gewohnt. This is so funny, it's the accent, or the gewohnt. So, no ribbon, but, so it goes, then you see me stepping out into the morning, but no ribbon. Instead it's a, and you would say she lived there. So the only place that hasn't been shot down by the pirates are the cheap hotel. And I have to say, I'm not a huge fan of the ribbon because this song is clearly not about Jenny trying to show that she is pretty or anything. She just wants power. She wants revenge of some kind. She doesn't want a nice ribbon in her hair. What's that about? It feels very wrong to me. Anyway, so the last verse is, am I gonna sing? Yeah, I'm gonna sing. Und es werden kommen hundert gen Mittag an Land und werden in den Schatten treten und fangen einen jeglichen aus jeglicher Tür und legen ihn in Ketten und bringen vor mir und mich fragen, welchen sollen wir töten? Und mich fragen, welchen sollen wir töten? Und an diesem Mittag wird es still sein im Hafen, wenn man fragt, wer wohl sterben muss. Und dann werden sie mich sagen hören.
Alle!
Und wenn dann der Kopf fällt, sage ich.
Hoppla!
So the literal translation is, and 100 will come ashore at noon, and shall step into the shadow, and catch every one of them out of every door, and put him in chains, and bring him before me, and ask me, which shall we kill? And at that noon there will be silence in the harbor, when people will ask, who must die? And then you'll hear me say, all of them! And then when the head falls, I'll say, whoops! But the official translation goes, By noontime, the dock is all swarming with men coming off of the ghostly freighter. They're moving in the shadows where no one can see, and they're chaining up people and bringing them to me, asking me, kill them now or later. Asking me, kill them now or later. Noon by the clock, and so still on the dock, which is... Isn't that a perfect line? Noon by the clock and so still on the dock. You can hear a foghorn miles away. In that quiet of death, I'll say, right now. And they pile up the bodies and I'll say, that'll learn you. And I don't know, I feel like this version is so much softer than the original. I feel like the decision to have every man killed that is so striking, or has always been so striking to me personally, that decision is made for Jenny in the translation, because it seems like it's already clear that all of those men will be killed and she only has to decide the point of time this is going to happen. I think it's much more impactful when she is given the choice of saving some and says, no, actually they can all die, I hate them all. She could have easily saved everyone. She could have been like, okay, I've scared you enough. I've shown you who is boss, and I decide now that no one will be killed. But no. And then, of course, the whoops when the heads are rolling, that was also quite impressive to me when I was young. And I don't know, I find it more impressive than the that'll learn you. I feel like it's much more nonchalant and pointed. But I will admit that I am extremely biased. The 1958 recording is in my veins, if you will. So anything different is per se at a disadvantage. And I guess I need to acknowledge that. So this is it for the regular episode. I'll be shouting out all promoting players from F to J tiers now. So if that's not interesting to you, thanks for listening until this point. And see you next week. Bye bye. Okay, so we'll start in J tier. Promoting from J to H next season are DW Bean 85, Star to Simone, Naka, AMCKISHN, November Man, Super Dave 3, Nerilika, Sir Josh the Tall, In Stock Item, Cecilia Duan, Elboy 522, Sonestral, Aluminium Falcon, J Star, Smolt Neckbean, Xebit, Lord Barrett, and Rock Thrower. Well done. Promoting from I to H tier are Shorty Sex, Jolene Delini, Ice Ice Baby, Usually Loser, and C. Louis, Isaiah W1, Castle Livery, and TB Carson. 14, NL Duk X, BCAT 1977, and Keiki. Trey is a Jedi 98, Robbie the Legend, and Kellogg 1. Chocopai, Argtre, and Brightstar. RGC 123456, Matitze and CD Loomis. AH Norris 21, John Boy, and WSX. Scoop, Friday Fox, and Not Steve. Chamus, Steve Chaya, and Two Shooter. Splattered Bits, Evoni, and Gesusi 1. DFO David, Phoenix Rising, and Tooth in Corp. What's the ink? Tooth Ink. Raja Kohan, Plain Garuda, and Ancient God. Madrone 5, Smirtil, and JPass 0304. Ipares, Great Seko, and Nawa. Gas, Tuber Brain for You, and Deprimavin. Vagagna, Super Duper, and Fipinandi 4. Oldies 26, Jesus von Nazareth 001, and Crunchwrap Supreme. And Pokemon Fan 1937, Driftblim, and Anitka. Promoting from H2G tier are Unbreakable, Cloudburst, and Prez 987. Nboyd 94, Breed Da, Ginger Bowtie. Trina Cat, Jeff Kings 2, Engelberry, Lumamu, M. Katzmann, and Trash Panda, C. Goldstone, Peacebrig 97, and Nixon, Sparrowhawk 73, Nightflower 2008, and Hoyo, Roro, Ghostfinder Rick, and H. Gilfix, Amborginio Rhodes, Kate 2244, Gomori Cut, Flatirons, and Gboomp, D-Blow Slim, Wardo 91 and Vrivitz, Akaduli, Edred and Shandi, Burnt Orange SD, Nilufer and Becky NR, Mind Freak, Jared Martin and Schwerner, Noise Now 42, Helby and Rathek, Chris Mertens, Frethy and Labaguette, Cyber Lady Urs Blank and Xenomorph, Yannick 2112, Rotte and Tortuga 1, Kruskin, Titol and Mike Dolph, Mekatoron, Malgorza and Charles Bukowski. Yeah, those were all for H tier. Promoting from G to F tier are Prismatic 70, Math Raccoon 51, Iniandro and CC Wilson, Snyderman 67, PB Arson, Farmage and Youngster Joey, Ari Brown 714, Nietzella, Torrenx and Rainbow Showers, Ron Arouse Me, Bubluvat, TP Lude, Bobo Magbop, Dutchie for Life, Schremik, You Know This Is GG666 and Matt MM, Frocko 93, Alot O, Scarboo and Kihebo, The Man 0613, Alipata, Robertox and Mike 1991, Dean Corso, Steve, Schlafi and Z-Score, Ronba, Exricho, Username Got Taken and Kek, Hobbit Hermes, Murmelchen, Peter and Bubombe, Angry Tetris, that's a great username, Huapadi, Behemoth 3555, and Sasha 206. And finally, promoting from F to E tier are MT Magus, our veteran, Abir, Scoba 27, Monkey Street, Kedombark, Buswang C, Seltrosa, Talpa Europea, Magi, Diplomat, and Z Fade. Well done, everyone! Good job, and best of luck next season. That's it. For those who have listened to all of this, you know, you are amazing. Thank you so much. If you are in the mood for a reward, I will sing my favorite Threepenny Opera song for you. Just DM me. That's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!